Blog Talk Radio.
This radio show contains adult language. Parental discretion is advised.
All you got to do now is practice. I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on IQ, because it's steady get funky. When you got a subject and a predicate, add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express you, I don't smoke weed or
Welcome to the Geek's Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the official return of the Geek's Corner. I am Chris Moore, and I want to apologize for to everyone who listens to the show for the inconvenience about the situation going beyond the control. But I had signed up in a different profile of the Geek's Corner, but I decided that I want to go back to the original version of the Geek's Corner. So again, I always apologize, but until then, thank you. And want to let you know, it's been a long time coming, and this show has some greatest amount of segments of all time. And I had to say that one of them segment that have a guest of a host, and we all remember him as one of the guys that he was the most hated guy in Texas Elite Wrestling a long time ago. But right now he's turned to a new leaf, and I want everybody else to give a wild welcome to the untamed Colton Shane. Shane, are you there?
I am here, buddy, and I feel great, and it is a damn pretty thing for me to be back on this show. How you been?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. And it's been a long time. I mean, the last time you was on the show so many times, you had took untamed attitude and put my show to the one of the most greatest segments in history, the most listened show, you know, your segment with your first interview. And it really got into the ticked outs of not just everybody, including your former rival, Hunter Du Preston, Chance Wyndham, and Key Cage himself. And I got to ask myself, what it's like to be one of those guys to have the number one segment in my show, in the history of my show?
Man, Chris, you know a lot of dudes, man. You know a lot of successful dudes. And me to be the number one rated show in the Geek's history, the Geek's Corner history of shows, that's pretty badass. Even though I was on here just running my mouth, being a smartass, having an ego, doing things that are not me anymore, it paid off because it got ears up here and it got people talking. So I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm glad I did it. You might not ever see that type of Colton Shane again. You never know, but I hope to never be that way again.
Yeah, and let's go back in time that the feud started. It started with the Hunter Du Preston show, then it started with the Me and You feud. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to let everybody else know the secret and go back to the world of Texas Face Off 9. And I was supposed to be the guest enforcer, and unfortunately, I had to deal with some other personal issues, and I had to leave the show for no reason, and I didn't tell nobody why I had to leave, because I had to go, it's between time issues, because at the time my ex-wife was working, my ex-wife still works at American Airlines, and she booked us to get us to flight to Tyler, and we had rent a car. And the only thing is that we didn't make it in time because we had missed the flight, because we were supposed to be, like, time from time, want to know when the time to match is. So that's just a shoot. And it was my fault. And also another issue is that our son was not well, so we had to return back to Arlington. So I had to apologize for everybody else for that situation. Then I had to commit to come to the next show for America to rekindle the feud with Colton Shane. And some say that this match had to be one of the best matches that me, yourself, and that to match. But the only thing is that it really was a hiccup at the end that a damn mosquito bit my back and made me having a little bit of small botch on the powerbomb. So I apologize for that.
So I mean, you can't apologize for getting slammed, dude. I mean, if I had the strength at the time of the match, you can't be mad at yourself. You had the strength at the time of the match, you can't be mad at yourself, man. I mean, I just was a little bit faster at the time, but I mean, dude, I mean, you really impressed me in that match we had, man. I didn't know what you had, what you could do, or where you came from, but we got in that ring and you did your thing, and I was very impressed, dude. And I have much respect towards you after that match. Like I said, one of my favorite matches I've ever done, and that was probably one of the worst times of my career when I was the worst out of shape. I wasn't reliable to the shows. I wasn't the same Colton Shane that I've been since I became a wrestler. But that match we had, dude, I mean, I'm so glad that segment turned into what it did, because we never would have had a match if that wouldn't have happened. And our match together was one of my favorites, and I will watch it over and over again till this day.
Yeah. And let's talk about the tell us why you took the longest hiatus from wrestling. What kept Colton Shane out of wrestling for a while? Was it personal issues?
Man, my whole life my life hasn't been the best, but I can't complain because I've always had a roof over my head. I've always had clothes on my back. I've always had someone to care. But I also did grow up with a lot of violence and drugs and all kinds of shit in my life. And I ended up falling into that a little bit, just following the wrong path. And at that time, I got into a couple things I shouldn't have got into. But I also, at the same time, I was managing to keep a job. And I got promoted to be a manager of a stupid, rundown gas station. And I was also getting worse and worse of my addiction than I had. And I had to, towards the end before I left, when me and you had our match, that was about the period of time where it started getting bad. I was able to have good matches. I was still the same Colton Shane, but my breathing was not the same. I couldn't have very long matches. I couldn't talk my trash like I do. When I'm beating someone down in the ring and I'm talking my trash to them, that's what gets me even more motivated. I couldn't talk trash. I couldn't run circles around nobody. I would go out there, run out of breath, get sweaty, get my ass kicked, and come backstage and cry about it. And so I had to take time off to get me back together, to get myself back sorted into the way I should have been, back in shape, on point in the ring, have that mental want to be a successful wrestler. And I was losing that in 2013. But I had to take time off to get my head right, my body right, and just me right in general. And once the time was right that I got all that shit sorted out, I decided to come back stronger than ever with my boy Mongoose. PYT has been the most impactful thing I've ever done in my wrestling career. Whenever me and Mongoose became a team in 2011, and then whenever he kicked me out of PYT in 2012, it was a hard thing to deal with, but I was changing, so I wasn't worried about it. And yeah. I wrestled in TW for about, I want to say, 6 or 7 more months after that. I became the third ever Roxbury boy with Jason Sky and Sean Cordova. And that was a dream come true. But then I left wrestling shortly after that. But now that I'm back in League of Lions wrestling with Mongoose's PYT, our reunion has been amazing. And we're stronger than ever. And, of course, prettier than ever.
Yeah. Let's talk about before LOL and after. Did a pair at the last TEW show right before it closed its doors?
Yeah, yes, I was at the last official TEW show at Wallace Arena in Gladewater. It was a 5 or 6 man scramble, and mm-hmm. it involved me, myself, Ultimo Astro, CW Shadows, I want to say Mr. Black, or also known as Black Train. There was Monster Creed and one more person, I believe. And that was my last match in my career, and it was just – it wasn't – I hadn't wrestled in a year when that match came up. And so I just came there. I came to that show out of respect for TEW because that's my home promotion. I came there just to be there. But my match wasn't worth a shit.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the new talent that you haven't been gone for a while. Going to the subject, what are your exactly thoughts on Monster Creed?
Monster Creed. I remember all those years in TEW. Well, not all those years. I want to say it was 2012 and 13. I seen Monster Creed and his wife in the crowd every month. Every month. And believe it or not, strong supporters of Colton Shane. Even though I was not the fan's most favoritist, I made sure that the people who did like me kept liking me. And Creed and his wife started out as major fans of mine, so I've always had lots of love for them. And right at that time period where I had left wrestling, Creed has started training to become a wrestler. And now that I'm back and I've seen him, what he becomes as a wrestler, and I got to say, like, I'm very impressed with Creed. He's done a lot in his little period of time, and he's come a long way in his career. He's doing big things with Cordova, and I'm glad that Cordova's guiding him through his career, because Cordova is the man to guide you. That's really trained me. And Creed, I hope the best for him wrestling, man. He's nothing but a nice guy until he gets in Monster Creed mode, then he's nothing but a monster asshole.
I'm going to get to the point. Well, the time that I first heard of Monster Creed, going back to the final, the final Parsons to TEW, if I remember correctly, it was a feud between the veterans and the new bloods of TEW at the time. It was like a battle between the young guns against the veterans, and they call themselves the Rise versus the Demise. The Rise was about a pre, you know, like the veterans of TEW, and the Demise is all about the young guns of TEW. And I was going to be that member, but until then I had to deal with the other issues for my schedule. And the Demise was like the most somehow dominant, and all of a sudden they made Michael Cross the TEW champion, and Creed had came along, joined them when he somehow bulldozed Sean Cordova out of nowhere and destroyed Corey Summers at that night. And then that was like chaotic, and then that was became one of the biggest few of all a little bit for a while. And then it kind of like tied down for a little bit, but it became more as a good storyline. And then when I heard about when TEW was going to officially close the doors, I was sad a little, and I understand why it's time for something that TEW wish to do is now that it's now the successor to this promotion out of Marshall, League Alliance Wrestling. And League Alliance Wrestling is like post-TEW, but it's going to be more bigger than TEW was from the beginning. And I have to say I get a good props to the owner, but the person who is responsible for all that happened was Chris Preston. And Chris Preston is now like the guy that you could depend on. He can put up a good show for everybody else just like TEW did. And for me, her, you going back to wrestling, was like into the TEW locker room different than what's the difference between the LAL locker room and the TEW locker room when you get there?
Well, being that I was trained at the TEW school 2007, for 7 years, I went back to the same locker room every month in TEW to the same guys. Ran to Jack Stevens, Sean Cordova, Mongoose, Payne, the same Court Caution, the same guys every month. And every now and again, you get a couple guys that would come down for a certain show, like Texas Red would come down every now and again. Guys like, and his buddy Dave Dunnings, and there was other few like David Fuller, Joey Corman, Damian Logan, there's other guys that come down every now and again. So TEW, I never felt out of place in there because that was my favorite promotion of all time, where I was trained, where I learned to wrestle, where I've done everything in my career. And then coming to LOL, coming back from wrestling, coming back and TEW being gone, LOL being here, it's pretty much the same atmosphere backstage up there. But there is a couple of different guys that have never seen me before. I don't know what kind of work I can do. Rob Love, Steel Money Inc., the Party Crashers, such and those kind of guys. And so they don't really know what I got and they assume things, but it's okay because the rest of the guys back there, such as Corey Summers, Cordova, Hunter DePreston, Chris Preston, and other guys, they know what I'm capable of. So LOL locker room is a tad bit different than TEW locker room. So the fact of the matter is, a couple guys there now who didn't know, who don't know me and respect me like the other ones do. But it still feels like home.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to have to ask you your top five favorite matches, only in TEW, and I'm gonna rank. I just want to know what is your number five, the number five in your list.
Man, if I really think about it, one through I could pull them off pretty quick. My favorite match in TEW that I ever had was against. It was me versus Hunter Dude Preston at Texas Face Off 7, the first Grand Elite tournament. That was probably my favorite match of TEW I've ever done. But then again, I had plenty of amazing matches with Stairwell as the Delinquents and with Mongoose as PYT. But my favorite matches in TEW were me versus Hunter, Texas Face Off. Me versus you, of course. That was a great match. Me versus Keith Mage. It was hair versus career. And he ended up beating me. He's getting ready to cut my hair. PYT saved me. Then I had me versus Jason Sky for the TEW heavyweight title when I was champion and he beat me. And there was, of course, me versus, I got to say, me versus Rancid Jack Stevens. The biggest match of my career, really. It was Three Stages of Hell, main event, Texas Face Off 8, and he beat the hell out of me. And the match wasn't as good as I thought it would be, but it was still a great match. But me and you, me and Hunter, me and Cage, me and Rancid.
And that's when you beat Rancid Jack Stevens, right?
Yes, sir. That's whenever I became the Untamed Colton Shane.
And the name never left since that. Boy, the Untamed Colton Shane, man. Like I said earlier this segment, I said that you always stole the show. Every time you come on my show, you always steal the show. And I remember one time that, hold on one second, I think we got a call. Call you on the Geese Corner.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, I think you recognize
this voice.
I
heard my name. And
Cage, I miss you, man.
I miss you too, brother. I had to chime in on this, man, because I've seen pictures of Colton Shane here lately. The dude looks like $1 million. I'm just going to let you know that, brother. You look like $1 million.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So,
We all remember years ago you two had the craziest feud on my show.
Man, that's me and Keith. That's one of my favorite feuds of all time. It's the past, so now I can look at it and laugh at it and talk about it because whenever I had got a little bit of trouble back in my day, so I had to do me a little bit of jail time. No one's going to judge me on that. I don't think I've met one guy who hasn't been in jail at least once in his life, except maybe you, Chris Moore. But anyways, I went to jail for a couple months, and when I got back to TEW, I was in decent shape, and Keith was new. He was new, and it was his first match, and I came in there, and I talked shit, and I just straight up made fun and just did what I could to embarrass you, man, and I'm sorry, dude. And then our few years
came up,
and it lit a fire inside you, man, And so you spent months trying to prove to me you were someone to be scared of. You were someone to be taken serious. And, dude, we had match after match after match after match, and one of my favorite matches is do that match whenever I went up for that moonsault. And I hit, bam, and he moved out of the way. And I stood up, holding my stomach, and he speared the shit out of me and gave me a swanton bomb. I had a made, and my and Chris Moore's match from TEW America is on the Best of Colton Shane DVD. And then mine and yours match, the last match we had, whenever me and you shook hands and PYT turned on me, that's on the Best of DVD as well.
I remember that. I was actually walking down memory lane, Colton Shane, and I saw a tag match with you know, you and me versus, I believe it was Mongoose and Brian Tonic.
Wait, Mongoose and who?
Mongoose and Brian Tonic. I don't know if you remember that guy. Big guy, big bald guy. Wearing pants wearing hand-me-downs.
I remember him. Okay, yeah, I remember. Okay, yeah, I remember.
I mean, our rivalry came full circle, Colton Shane. I'm going to be forward and 100 with you right now, sir. I have a torn tendon in my wrist. I have surgery coming up next week. After that, it is intense rehab. So I want to lay the challenge out to you, kind sir. If we can find a place and a time, you, the untamed Colton Shane, versus Keith Cage, anywhere, anytime, any place. Because, I mean, as the record stands, you won the Texas Elite Gauntlet match. You won our first match. And I believe the only victory I have over you is hair versus career. I want to go out like that.
Actually, I will never admit this to anybody, but you actually beat me twice. When it was hair versus career, you pulled the win on that one. And then we had one more match after that one. And I was able to pull the wool over your eyes. But then we had six matches, believe it or not. The sixth match, you brought your A game. And it was a pretty long match. And we ended up, I think we hit you with a code breaker. We stood back up. We traded a couple of licks. I knocked you down. I went for a moonsault. And that's when I missed. And you gave me that spear and that swan song. So you beat me twice, dude.
Well, like I said, I mean, by that logic, I mean, it's still, we need to find out who the better man is. So, like I said, it's going to take a while for me to get better. It's going to take a while. But when I am better, I want your ass, Colton Shane.
Dude, like, I can't even lie to you, man. I called the show to a... tell people that I'm still Colton Shane, but I'm still untamed, but I have changed. But when it comes to the ring and doing what I got to do to take care of business there, I will take care of business there, and I will do it the right way, the fast way, and the best way. This is how I do things. And so whenever you do get rehabilitated and get ready to bring your ass, you know where to find me in Marshall. So come on with it, Keith Cage. I will be gladly to make you see that no matter how good you may think you will ever be in the future, you will never be able to tame the shame.
That's what I like to see, baby. That's what I like to see. I like to see that fire in you, Colton Shane. I haven't seen that fire in a long, 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 long time. I'm excited. I had to be on the subject.
Well, since Keith Cage is now officially challenged Colton Shane, and Keith, you're probably not the only one, because I'm not trying to say I have a score to settle with Shane, but I have respect to him, like going to pass it in, like, you know, past the past where we look in the future. Well, I'm also have to get myself together. And if I have a one more match with Colton Shane, I have to be the first person in that list, too. I'd be the person in that list, too.
I told you. I feel you. But all bullshit aside, Colton Shane, you are one of my closest friends in this business. I do want to let you know that. You know, you and me, we've always, like, after that little spat we had, we've been pretty tight since then. I have
dude,
been worried about your brother. But
like since I met you, man, you've even though we had our fights and whatnot, like even after that, whenever I kind of left for a little while and you kind of quit coming around too, we got pretty tight and everything, dude. And we talked about hanging out and stuff outside of wrestling or whatever, dude. And like, so I've always had a spot for you too, man, in my friend circle, dude. But like, I just hate to see guys like both of y'all who are very talented and are just letting it go to waste by not coming into the damn wrestling ring. So I am a little upset with you because of that, and you too, Christopher Moore.
That is true. That is true. I know what's been said. You know, Keith Cage is too fragile. He can't handle it. I do have obligations outside, but I had a revelation the other day. I was sitting and I was watching a match. That match was Keith Cage versus Colton Shane. And it sent a spark through my spinal cord. And I was like, that is the reason why I came to TEW week in and week out. Got my ass kicked by Pooch. Got my ass kicked by Shane. Got my ass kicked by Killer Khan. And I kept coming back for more. And I could, like, you know, just to be honest with you guys, I was going through some tough times too. I mean, I was trying to finish college, all this other stuff, and I kind of lost my spark after somebody told me, you weren't good enough. You can't hack it. So I got injured, and I didn't look back. But after hearing about Colton Shane's story, it moved me that a homeboy of mine, a guy that I respect in this business, he – to be honest with you, behind the curtain, the dude taught me a lot of things. I learned a lot from Colton Shane. I learned a lot from Mongoose. I learned a lot from Cordova. And I learned a lot from Chris Preston. Those are four guys. And Hunter. Hunter dude, too. Five guys in this industry. And, well, I guess you could say Cotton. That's six. And many more others that I'm forgetting. But these main six people have been by my side. And it sent a spark through my spinal cord. I want it to have at least one good match where it's just like hands down, just ass, blood, and guts everywhere. And the only person I can do that with is Colton Shane.
True.
I'm in
true.
The best shape I've ever been in, dude. We can do that, and we will do it the right way, man. Okay, like I said, dude, you came to whenever you came to TEW, even though we were having our matches and shit. I seen like this guy, he's supposed to wrestle. He just loves wrestling, just like me. It's one thing we have in common. It's our love for wrestling. So that's why I always welcomed you in with open arms, but in the ring with closed fists. That's just how you got me. You know what I mean? And so, dude, like, I do have a lot for you, man. I will gladly, even just be saying we're going in as friends. She's a better man than us because we both want to know. We're going to beat the shit out of each other, and we're still going to be cool while we're doing it. But I just want to see if I can still go, if I can do it, if I'm even just a he compete and should even keep doing this. I can understand that, dude. So I am down, bro. Whatever you want to get it on, let's fucking do it. Because, I mean, it's going to be a great one because me and you were having matches when I was going downhill, and now I'm on top of the fucking mountain, dude, and, like, I will – yes, yes.
Hey,
I have a ladder match, October 19th, and I'm so pumped about what I'm going to be able to pull off in that one.
Hey, sorry to interrupt. I need to ask you a little bit last question before the show ends because the time is about to be up and about soon. And I need to ask Colton Shane because I just heard that you got an upcoming match coming up in a few weeks. Tell me about this match you have in League Alliance Wrestling for the next show.
Yes. When I debuted in League Alliance in April, there was a Battle Royal. Whenever I made my entry to Battle Royal, I came in hot. I knocked everybody out. When I turned around to get that last guy standing, it was Marcus. We stood there. We looked. We danced. We kicked ass. That was the reunion of PYT. And every month since then, we have been strong, 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 dominating every month in LOL since then. We've even gotten the crowd on our side. So now we go out there and we get cheered like there's no tomorrow. And they cheer PYT like it's never been said before. And now we have been the most, without having the tag titles, we have been the biggest, most popular tag team in LOL since we've been there the last 6 months. We get the kiss to dance. We get the announcer to have a good time. The refs have a good time. The fans, we call them Population Pretty. We have a match on September 19th, four-way tag team ladder match, League Alliance Wrestling in Marshall, Texas. It's going to be the Pretty Young Things versus Project Asylum, which is Jeremy Preston, the Untamed Champion, and Justin Sane, versus American Metal, which is Hunter Dude Preston, Broken Keith, who just became a team.
Wow.
And the tag team champions, Kenny Steele, Payday Orion Taylor, the Steel Money Inc. It's a four-way tag team ladder match, and I know me and Goose got what it takes to whoop the mess out of all of them teams, bring home the gold, and sport them right like the LOL tag team title should be sported, baby.
That's probably going to be a good match to see, and to see all four teams into this one match and all of it is going to be on the line. And well, I'm hoping there may be a chance that this match is going to be this match is going to be very interesting. I just want to know which team is going to walk out the winner.
It's the League of Lions second anniversary show. It's their Mania, and so
cool.
And we're main eventing. So it's definitely going to be a big one to check out, and I'm definitely humbled to be a part of this match. And I want to keep saying that I hope everything turns out my way. But if I just go out there and do what I've been doing the last year of my life, and that's just going out, taking care of something and dominating the damn what the hell would you even say? Just being a straight boss. Everything in life the last year. If I just go out there and do what I've been doing, I will walk out with gold around my waist, and you could finally say the Pretty Young Things have had tag gold.
I need to ask y'all a question, few questions outside of just TW and LOLS. I need to ask you, like, specific questions. Do you two ever have a familiar name, Raymond Rowe, or Ray Rowe, a wrestler?
Not at all.
I don't know who Ray Rowe is.
No, sir.
No.
Raymond Rowe is a straight-ass wrestler, and he's been trained by Josh Boyd Bishop, if you remember the name from Best of Backyard Wrestling. And he's been training mostly in Cleveland, Ohio, but he made his new home base in Texas in wrestling. And last year he involved in a near-fatal motorcycle accident that put him out of the shelf for almost a few months. And also, this is the same guy that Raymond Rowe, who's teamed up with Hanson as War Machine in Ring of Honor on TV, or used to him on pay-per-views. And he's like that. This Jack guy has a long beard, and he's a straight-ass wrestler, different than CM Punk's persona. But this guy says that he couldn't even wrestle because of the injury that put him out of action. And if y'all watch Ring of Honor, like a TV show on Destination America, with him and Hanson, they are like a perfect team, because these teams started like a year ago as prospect tournament in the finals, and Hanson was the winner, and Rowe was the runner-up, and then these two became a muscle-alpha team, and they had some few battles, not only with tag teams, but they did have some good tag team series with Lance Horry. We all know him as Lance Archer in the WWE, and Davey Boy Smith Jr. from the WWE, and they are now a tag team as the Killer Elite Squad in Japan, in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And these guys had just had an awesome match for the first time in Houston, but they did again this weekend in Brooklyn. And to my knowledge, I had to say that Raymond has to be one of the guys that you can ask him a question about how he keeps him going, like Colton Shane's story that keeps him going. And that's kind of like almost two best inspirational stories between not just outside of wrestling, but it's, you know, like that passion that you love for
in
the
life
business.
In general.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's one prime example for Raymond Rowe's, career that he wants to do, because when he came back from the injury, it makes him more stronger, more better, and more, like I said, to Colton Shane, innovated.
Hell yeah. Awesome. See, man, people ask me all the time, I tell them I'm wrestling a martial this weekend, I'm wrestling a martial. Do you get paid for that? Whenever I tell them, I don't get paid in martial. It messes with my head a little bit, but then again, it doesn't. It does not mess with my head, because I love wrestling. I got into it for a reason. I grew up watching the wrestling, watching WCW for 5 years, and transitioning into WWE. It was kind of hard, but it happened. Then getting into that whole little era, then the TNA coming out, and all this stuff. Then collecting the figures growing up, collecting all the T-shirts, literally going to the house shows that were close, and just being a wrestler without being a wrestler was just what I wanted to be. And whenever I seen these people come around that was wrestling around me, Chris Preston and Cordova, and I researched how I could get into this. And when I got into this, I did not want to be that guy who just half-assed made it here. I wanted to be someone that would do it and be good at it and make money doing it. So now that I'm recovered and a new Colton Shane, I do want to expand my career and go places and get paid to do what I love to do. But as long as League of Lions is having shows in Marshall, Texas, the city next for mine, I will do free shows there for the rest of my life. But I do want to get there and go to bigger shows, better shows, get paid, and show how good of a worker and a wrestler that I can be anywhere, anywhere, and make money and give them people their money's worth.
Yeah.
I say what's
okay,
tough
guys.
Enough to be a good show to be on.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say I'm
a
good
guy who looked just like Colton Shane on Tough Enough. I don't know. The dude ZZ reminded me like
oh
if Colton
God.
Shane, like Andy Dalton had a baby. Like, I was like, man, I've got to call Colton Shane. And when I found out about this show, I was like, it's been way too long. What was the last time I
yeah,
met him?
Yeah.
LOL, it was like, it was before you started, you came back. I think I was wearing the clown paint and you called me and you're like, you're doing that again?
It was last November, dude. I came to watch a show and you were part of the Brotherhood for a little bit and I just came to watch, see how I was going.
When did you make your appearance in LA and what happened afterwards?
I'd done the first LOL show, the very first one. I was on a Fatal 4-Way with Rage, Sean Cordova, and Jason Scott. What was his new name? I can't remember.
Became Chaz Thomas or not?
Chaz Thomas. And after that, man, I had a lot of issues I was going through, guys. Like, to be honest, like I said earlier, I just had to work all that out. Like, it was a lot of in the head issues because this, like Colton Shane, this is my passion. I didn't want to get in it for the money. I could sleep in my car forever. If I didn't have kids, that's what I would be doing, sleeping in my car, going from show to show. And, I mean, but really, though, man, after a little while, I kind of hung out and finished school, and then Con called me, and he was like, we need your help. And he was like, do you still talk to the clown? And it's kind of an inside joke between me and him, but he was like, do you still talk to the clown sometimes? I'm like, yeah, sometimes. And he's like, well, we might need him.
That's crazy because around that time period back then, Con Facebook messaged me. He was like, Colton Shane, when are you coming back to wrestle? And I said, I don't know yet, man. I gotta make time for it. And he was like, well, see, I got this badass faction. I want you to come in and help me dominate. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm down for it, dude. I never knew Con even wanted to do anything with me before, so I was kind of honored and wanted to do that. But then work got in the way. And so I never had to join that, but then I got to come back and be with PYT, and that was even better. But, yeah, dude, it was I came backstage to see all y'all when I got there, and I seen you. I was like, oh, shit. Remember, I gave you a hug and everything, and I was like, yeah. I said, oh, man, you got the face paint back on? Bam. And then I watched the show, but I haven't seen you since then, dude. It's been kind of making me a little sad.
Yeah, I know, man, and I know, and some people say, oh, you're wasting your potential. I mean, I do see it. I see it kind of like that, but, I mean, you had negativity in your life. It gets you nowhere, and then if you listen to those negative voices, then, I mean, it can stop you from achieving your dreams. So I made a decision.
There's politics and everything, dude. And people are going to talk shit, but, like, people don't really know till they find out for them damn selves. And people, if anything's ever said around me, like Keith Cage, I am quick to cut a motherfucker off because if anybody knows, I know about how Keith Cage works. And Keith Cage is a motherfucking dedicated wrestler. He just wants to have fun and not piss nobody off, not jack nobody around. He just wants to get out there and do what he loves and kick some ass. And you just whenever you get ready, you bring your ass back, we'll have a fucking amazing match, and we'll show some bitches what we can do.
Why not set aside a whole hour? A whole hour. Could you go an hour?
Don't know if my lungs can handle all that yet.
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the time is about to be up. But I want to thank both of you guys to be on the show. And it's really an honor and a privilege that three of us are only two of us have a rival with one guy that loves to piss us off for so many years. But I'm glad that he turned over the new leaf, get back in shape, and get back to what he does most is wrestling. And I want to thank both of you guys for sharing the story and share what we have going on. and it's an honor and a privilege.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you being back on the show, man. And one day, if it's possible, I do want to get my partner on here, Mongoose, and get us together and see what we think. If we do win that tag team title match, I would love to come back on the show with my partner and do a little bit of talking about what the tag team division holds in LOL with us being champions. And Chris Moore coming their asses to the ring and kicking some ass with me.
Hell yeah, why not? It'll be a cool adventure.
Yeah. All right, guys, I really appreciate the time.
Chris,
if you don't mind, before we get offline, guys, to be able to check what I'm doing while I'm injured, I'm doing a Twitch stream online just about every day, stream whatever games, Dragon Ball Z Universe, Destiny. Check me out, twitch.tv/RobSmith318. My Twitter is RobWeezy_90. Check that out. Give me a follow. And just taking on all supporters that I can get.
All right.
All right, brother.
Hey, Cole, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it, man.
All right, no problem. Yeah, all right, folks, that's Colton saying it. That's folks Colton saying it. My buddy Key K is on the show and discussing good stories. And I want to thank everybody else listening to the show and thank everybody else who can listen to it or come along. And I want to say good night and stay geek, my friends. Peace.
YT out.